the European aircraft manufacturer Airbus has announced that it will end production of the world's largest passenger plane in 2021. The decision came after Emirates Airlines, that's the biggest customer of the A380, reduced an outstanding order for 53 of the planes to just 14. For more, let's go to Seth Kaplan, editor of Airline Weekly. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Jeremy.
And this plane is a very big one. It's a double-decker. It's 555 seats. It was considered a high-tech marvel when it was rolled out in 2005. Why don't airlines want to buy this plane?
Well, the answer to that question is not because passengers don't like it. From that perspective, it's actually been very successful. I mean, I was on one once. I was just in a regular economy seat. And it was a smooth, quiet ride, you know, this really big plane just kind of floating through the sky. And everybody I've ever talked to likes flying it. The problem is that the math just hasn't worked out for airlines in terms of the money. And, you know, Airbus thought they'd sell many of these, over 1,000. Turned out that airlines didn't want really big planes to fly really long distances, because the farther you fly, actually, the fewer people want to fly in most cases. So, you know, Boeing came out with a plane, the 787 Dreamliner, which could fly really long distances but was a lot smaller. And it turned out that that's what airlines wanted. Airbus came out with a competitor to that, too, which has been rather successful.
So what kind of planes, for example, will Emirates decide to buy instead of the A380?
Well, they're going to buy some more planes from Airbus, but planes, well, the kinds that you see more often out there, A350s, A330s, these kinds of planes. So those are twin aisle, or what you call wide body planes, planes that can, fly across oceans, fly long distances, but they just don't have as many seats to fill. And Jeremy, they only have two engines, not four. That was a part of the problem. Nowadays, with engine technology, you can fly a really long way on just two engines. So in that regard, too, the A380 with four engines, four fuel-guzzling engines, was kind of obsolete by the time it started flying.
And what about Boeing? The competitor, although it's still much smaller than the A380, would be the Boeing 747-8. How has that plane avoided extinction?
Well, it's doing even worse than the A380, quite honestly. Boeing hasn't even sold as many of those. What happened was, when Airbus came out with the A380 and thought that there was all this demand for these planes, Boeing didn't necessarily agree, but it kind of hedged its bets. It didn't build an all-new airplane like the A380. It updated the 747, as you said, called it the 747-8, and it sold terribly. One of these days, I think we'll get a similar announcement from Boeing. The difference is that it's not nearly as much of a problem for Boeing because Boeing didn't invest nearly much. They just updated an old plane rather than spending tens of billions of dollars on an all-new plane that then became a dud.
So Airbus is ending production of the A380, but later this year, they are going to welcome the Beluga XL plane, which looks like a whale. It's just a cargo plane, So we won't be able to fly on it, but it's even bigger than the A380.
It is, and you're right. There's a reason they call it the Beluga. If you've never seen it, check it out. One of those things that aviation geeks, as they call themselves, hey, as we call ourselves, right, Jeremy, would love to fly.
That is Seth Kaplan of Airline Weekly, and we will post a picture of the Beluga XL at hereandnow.org. Seth, thanks.
Thank you, Jeremy.